The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better with you. My life, it's better with you. This is true, it's better with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Me, an advice show from the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What up, Trav Nation? Don't look back in anger. It's me, your middle-aged brother, big dog, wolf, Travis McElroy.
Oi, fuck off, dickheads. It's me, your baby brother, Griffin McElroy, and it's a great day for brotherhood.
It is a great day for brotherhood.
No, not every day is a great day for brotherhood. Today is a great day specifically for brotherhood because those Ding Dang Gallagher brothers, they took a look at
Gallagher
each other.
Gallagher 1 and Gallagher 2.
They took a look at each other, and they got in the booth, and they said, we have more in common than we have that we don't have in common because we're brothers we're humans.
The amount you would have not in common to outweigh the amount you have in common as brothers who were in a band together and worked together exclusively.
Same jobs. Yeah. Similar life experiences. Yeah, for sure.
But now they're teamed back up. I got to say, guys, I've been on a real emotional roller coaster. Obviously.
Vis-a-vis Oasis?
Yes. Obviously, yesterday was a great day for, you know, high school bullies, guys with guitars. Yeah. Everyone's thrilled.
But just all kinds of, like, fireside sing-alongs.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And, like, I definitely had, everybody had the CD in
Yo,
the
for sure,
everybody dude. Had What's the Story, Morning Glory back in the day.
Yeah.
And so I was, like, momentarily thrilled. Like, all right, Oasis. And then, but this doesn't really mean much to me. I'm not going to go over to England to see Oasis. I don't really care about that.
Oh.
And so then I started thinking, this took a long time to get to. It took them a long time to work this out.
15 years.
It took 15 years, which I didn't know you were allowed to stop working with your brothers. This was...
Dude, can you imagine a 15-year sabbatical from this entire experiment?
Especially
can you
if
even
still,
imagine?
If we still had to see each other... If we still, like, because, I mean, our kids get along, if nothing else. So I get it from them. And like, our wives like each other, which is nice. And so, like, we'd still have to see each other for dad, mostly. And then it would be like, hey, we'd start accidentally goofing. And then be like, I can't do that.
The other thing is, like, two months in, while we're chilling on the beach in Ibiza, we run out of money.
Because
people pay us, too. Yeah,
also,
right.
That would be a problem. We don't have
the
royalties.
Thing about Oasis music is people keep buying the Oasis CDs, right?
It might get used in a soundtrack or at a car commercial. Not people aren't calling us. Hyundai's not like, we'd love to use Hot Grapes to sell.
Guys, let's promise this. If we ever stop doing this show, let's promise that we will start doing it again 15 years later.
Yes.
Just so we can compare... the response to us coming back and Oasis coming back, because it would be so hysterical.
Next April, we'll mark our 15th anniversary of doing this show. I think 15 on, 15 off feels pretty
good. Yeah, that feels like a good balance.
I don't even want to joke about that. But anyway, since I've realized that I'm not going to benefit from that, all I can think about is this must have been a tenuous piece that they've stuck. It took a long time to get to it. Could I, Justin McElroy, put enough English on the ball somehow in the universe that I could still fuck it up before it happens?
Oh, I see.
I don't know
fuck
why.
Fuck up the Oasis reunion before.
Yes.
That
what
you
could
would,
you
would
do?
Be a little bird in their ear?
I understand, right? I understand everything that you guys are saying to the contrary. What I'm trying to open up is a path of is there something I could do to make them fight again before they reunite?
I tell you, Juice, I prefer the reality where every 15 years, Oasis might get back together. To me, that's more exciting than being able to set my watch to the Oasis reunions. It's just, I don't have a lot of 15 increments.
Yeah.
Like, no one really has a ton of 15-year increments.
There's not
right?
even a term for it. There's, like, right. decade, century. But
you
no
get
one's, like,
six
a 4-year or something. It doesn't happen.
Yeah. Extremely clean living, you get 7. Otherwise, 6 is even kind of a stretch. Mm-hmm. I think you make it to 75.
You get six. That's a good 6. You got
right.
to go out with your head.
6 chances for the guy. And the Gallaghers are what? In their 40s? So really, we've got maybe two more shots at this. So, like, maybe this one sticks, maybe it doesn't. What do you think you could do? Could you send off your little birds, your little spiders through the streets of London?
Can I say one more thing to Justin's ability to do this?
I was making up the exact point, but that's...
Yes,
if you
yes, right. but I want another element to, like, back up his ability to do this.
Okay, okay.
Is that I was looking this morning, and I sent you guys some of them, Liam Gallagher's tweets, some of them about his brother. My favorite one being just a picture, a screen cap of the Google search Noel Gallagher photos, to which Liam Gallagher just titled it Potato with a picture of his
Superb.
Brother below. I get the feeling very much that this was not like we decided this like a year ago and it's been in the works when we put it. It feels like somebody convinced them, and the second they were like, all right, fine, fuck it, yes, they started selling the tickets. Like, we don't know how long we're gonna hold this.
This is
we
the leap. We still hate each other's fucking guts and we're fighting all the time, but less.
But
and
less.
It feels like there's it's in a It's going in the right direction.
I was reading some of these. Did you ever see the one that Noel said about Liam? He said he's the angriest man. He said he's the angriest man I've ever met. He's like a man with a fork in a whirlpool of soup.
How great would soup world
it's
be,
like,
though?
It's good, man. It's really good. I think it's better when you're angry at each other, but I understand.
Yeah.
As brothers ourselves, what does this mean for us? We've never podcasted in a world
with
Oasis
in it.
Existed. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, if I'm doing the math right, they had to stop working to make room for us to start working.
Right. It's possible that only one of us can be active. We take 15-year shifts. That's entirely possible. I mean, I'm not super familiar with Oasis. I like some of their jams. Champagne Supernova, Song 2.
Don't Look Back in Anger. I said it.
Don't Look Back in Anger. Wonderful. I love all those jams.
You're Beautiful with James Blunt. I think it was James
You're Beautiful
Blunt
with James
and
Blunt.
Oasis together.
They actually both reunited for that song, but when they showed up to the studio, the other one didn't know the other one was coming.
Yeah.
And so Liam and Noel walked into the booth with James Blunt, and they were both like, oh, fuck! And they turned around and...
Can you imagine all those guys in one room talk about a classic Blunt rotation?
Oh, hey! Hey, can I tell you guys a true fact about my brain? When
yeah,
I picture
I love it.
James Blunt, he's played by John Heder. Heater?
Okay.
Yeah.
That
Napoleon
is way
Dynamite.
Funnier than what I said about Blunt rotation.
No,
good
I
job,
liked
Trav.
It.
Yeah.
I acknowledge it and said it was good. But then in my head, John Heder plays James Blunt in the movie of James Blunt in my head.
I don't think that way.
I don't think about,
can I be honest? I don't think about James Blunt. I've never
oh,
thought
really?
About what he looks like. Never okay. once and not once in my life.
Okay.
I also am not sure that James Blunt is the right guy.
Who's saying, my love is brilliant.
Yeah, that's James Blunt.
You sure about that?
That's enough. Yep.
Yeah. I don't want to get us dinged for copyright infringement.
Yeah, because it was note for note exactly right.
Yeah, right. Some people.
By the way, apparently, indiction is the closest we have to a term for 15 years. It's not an exact analogy to decade, but dates back to taxation in the Roman Empire. Indiction is the closest we have.
Justin, cool. Which brother would you focus on to try to disrupt the tenuous peace?
Oh, this will be fun.
Well, the one who is so angry seems like the one that I would. So yes, Liam is probably what I would do.
Liam.
I would try to rile up Liam.
I think you're talking about between the three of us.
Oh,
which is a nasty question.
That is a nasty question. I like picking. Yeah, I don't really know the difference between Oasis these
and us.
Oasis-ies. No, I don't know the difference
between the boys,
guys.
Between the Gallagher boys. Yeah, I don't either.
One is the angry brother, and one's the potato.
We should have one animal out of the three of us. One of us should be an animal. You know, it sucks that we're all human beings.
Yeah.
Stupid. Where's the balance? Where's the team composition? Hey, do you guys like helping people?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. I haven't done it. I've never done it before, but right. I've seen other people do it on TV, and it looks cool.
I like the idea of it. When I see JD and Turk help people and save lives on Scrubs, I'm like, yeah, man, I could do that. You know,
you
what
rewatching
I mean?
Scrubs right now, Trav?
Yeah, always.
Okay, sometimes
Rewatch
it feels like
implies.
You're making a reference that is like really strange, and
but
it's always
to him, right?
But it's current
it's like,
to you,
right? Yeah.
Well, I just watch every time before we record, I watch 3 episodes of Scrubs to get in the right headspace.
To get the comedy juices flowing. Yeah, man, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know how much Scrubs we watch in this house? Hey, listen, if we had to do a TV rewatch podcast, someone's like, you have to do one. What show would we do?
The three of us or you and Sydney?
The three of us.
The three of us?
Oh. I want to be very careful here.
Why?
Because sometimes when we say plans, our bosses hear us.
I would never
plans,
do this. I don't want to do TV rewatch.
I would love for us to talk about Murder in Small Town X, frankly, but.
Oh, that would be a short one, yeah. We'll definitely do that. You're right, Trav. Good. Yeah, that will definitely do.
Okay. Sold. And now watch next Max Fun Drive. Our bosses are going to be like, you have to do this.
Back to the podcast minds. I work at a fancy museum, and I'm already self-conscious about being the youngest person on my office floor. However, I recently got really into Capri Sun Pacific Cooler juice pouches, and I don't want to appear even younger by drinking a juice pouch publicly. I've thought about drinking one of the semi-privacy of my cubicle, but there's always a super loud slurp sound on the last sip, which would alert everyone to my children's snack. Is it possible for me to get my sweet juice when I need a hit without looking and sounding like a toddler among my colleagues? That's from Sippin' the Sun in St. Louis. What an excellent. This is par for us.
This is right, par. Right through the uprights. Yeah,
this is
for sure.
This is the level of import we.
And I can hear people out there listening saying, like, well, just don't slurp the last bit. But you don't always know when the last bit's coming.
That's the trick. Yeah,
good point. You can't see through the bag. So you might be like, there's a good solid sip left, slurp, oh no, that was the end of it.
And I don't know if you've seen how much Capri Suns cost in Biden's America, but I'm going to drink all of that sweet slurp. Thank you.
When you
and my kids will too. Every when last you, drop.
When you slurp down the last bit of the Capri Sun, it forms an almost circulatory system inside the bag that is not possible. And that is like... That's pretty peak. I was going to say, could you roll it up and squeeze it in like a toothpaste? But then you're running the risk that if someone walks over and sees you doing that, that's not a good scene. Oh, that's how you spend your time, huh? You're just rolling up, squeezing the toothpaste out of that Capri Sun. Cool life.
My first reaction was, we need to normalize treats even
yes.
more.
100%.
We need to normalize, like, if I see another adult, and they're having a Capri Sun, and they have a look on their face like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how crazy is this? And they're, like, drinking and enjoying themselves. That gives everybody else permission to, just like Dale Cooper recommends, just have a little treat for yourself.
A little treat for yourself.
Just a little treat for yourself. I think we should normalize that.
Especially something that feels a little whimsical. A little whimsical?
It does. It does.
A little silly.
But every day is different, isn't it? Because then it's like, so... Every day you're having a Capri Sun, then I'm starting to wonder because there's less other drinks, you know?
But can you codify it? Because this is a thing, you know, like coffee break, right? And there are people who, for whatever reason, are still taking cigarette break at work. Can you codify like...
They're addicted.
That's right. Okay. A little alarm goes off on your phone. It's 11:15. And you loudly announce like, Capri Sun break!
Now, and like... Yes, that's a treat though, Travis. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's a scheduled thing. That's why you do it every day.
No,
it's what
Justin's
gets you
saying
to lunch break.
There's so many other things than Capri Sun.
I'm saying.
Wait, what are you saying?
I'm saying that I understand what this person is at, the fear this person has, because there's a difference between I bring a Capri Sun with my lunch every day and every day I treat myself to a great Capri Sun.
I don't know the distinction that you're trying to make, and I'm trying to be there with you.
Well, if it's in your lunch, it's not a treat. It's just part of your lunch. Lunch isn't a treat. Is this what I'm getting?
I don't even think you necessarily know what you're saying, which is interesting.
Yeah, I just saw a look on your face. You leaned back in contemplation in a way that said, let me regroup.
I think you need to display treat-level enjoyment no matter when you are consuming a Capri Sun.
Yeah.
If you're consuming a Capri Sun as your lunch beverage, you need to savor it visibly with that look of treat enjoyment. Everyone around you needs to look at you and realize they're treating themselves.
You need
to
treat
a treat.
Mind.
Yeah.
I've cracked
it. Not
in juice.
Like I'm washing it down. I'm washing down my like wash it down with the Capri Sun. That's different to me than Yes.
Okay. So,
like,
your
someone
point,
comes over to ask you a question, and you hold up your finger real quick as you get that last slurp. Like, 1 second. Yeah. Almost
moment.
Done.
I'm enjoying there is a, it.
You're saying there's an almost inverse ratio here, where if you drink a Capri Sun and it's special, then I see you and I'm like, whoa, that dude's crushing a pouch over there. That's cool. If I walk by and you're eating a salad with some crackers and a Capri Sun accompanying the
It that looks like you forgot your real drink.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If
yeah,
you've
I'm
paired
yeah,
a Capri
I accidentally
Sun,
sent my water bottle to school with my kid and I took their Capri Sun. It's like a freaky Friday.
But if you finish a bite of salad and then you're like, and here we go. And then you pick up pick up the Capri Sun and really give it treat level savoring. Nobody's going to question that because you are balancing salad with delicious Capri Sun, treating yourself.
Yeah.
Not just, you're really giving the treat level pleasure and you're getting all the pleasure out of the Capri Sun.
Yeah.
It's not merely a sidecar to the lunch bullet, you know?
Can you cut it open with a big knife and sort of then... decant it
into
now
here's my problem, Griffin. I think anything that takes the Capri Sun and normal makes it like just a drink, now you are having to choose, like, is a Capri Sun the best thing to
you
drink?
You don't actually want to do that. It's like if you pour a Capri Sun into a glass, I'd rather look at a corpse. It's so depressing.
Right.
It's so much less than you thought you were enjoying, and the color form, isn't as good. It's like, it needs to stay in the pouch.
The form is as important as the function with a Capri Sun. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's the fun of, and in fact, you can't deny this. Every so often, like an alcoholic version of something like this will come along and someone will go, like an adult Capri Sun, implying that, yes, we all recognize that there is a vacuum. There is a void in our lives that we aged out of Capri Suns that we wish we could return to.
Vacuum's interesting. Now vacuum's interesting because we could set up a sort of sous vide situation where you have a big, big tank of water and you put your mouth on the straw of the Capri Sun. And then as you lower the Capri Sun pouch into the water, it'll naturally rise up into the straw. No suction required.
This
and,
is so interesting about what Griffin is saying, because I think Griffin just heard the word vacuum and decided he would start talking now. I don't think he realized that Travis was talking indeed about an emotional vacuum, literal physical vacuum.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Was I trying to solve the problem too good?
The problem was about normalizing, Griffin. Normalizing having a Capri Sun. And you've set up like a mousetrap-esque game of lowering your Capri Sun into a vat of water while you drink it.
Check the question. It seems like they're asking how to drink the Capri Sun better and not how to lead a sort of nationwide movement in normalizing Capri Suns for grown-ups too.
Could you be the whimsical, like, hacker-type character in The Office, right? Where occasionally you get those, like, oh, this is the child prodigy.
Cool.
You know, like, and they're, like, eating Twinkies, and you're like, oh, you need to get 4 square meals. And, like, I run on sugar and Capri Sun, bro. I'm in the government or whatever.
If I saw someone on their keyboard just, like, fucking, like, ripping it up, like... pounding the Capri Sun like that, I would see that and be like, that's part of the hacking process.
Right.
They're using that to hack better. They can't stop and drink like a normal person, or else the FBI firewall is going to rebuild itself.
And they have a catheter too, so they're Capri Sunning in and Capri Sunning out.
I think that where people are getting hung up, the more I think about it, I think it's on the suckling is the issue, right?
Mm.
I think if you maybe stayed home and from work for a few weeks and practiced like different squeezes you could do at angles that just gooshes it right into your mouth.
Yeah.
Like where if you could get to a point where mid lunch you're doing like a no look squeeze from 2 feet, that's I'm not saying judging that person at all. I mean, I try not to anyway, but like,
and
that's
maybe
something.
Maybe practice the crush no look basket into like a
holy shit.
If you can nail that every
time, I'm asking
time,
that person to share their chili next week.
That's what I'm. Well,
sorry,
at the lunchroom,
as
like they're your lunch
a compliment.
Like it's like, hey, I'd love to share a bowl of chili with you at a lunch sometime.
Oh, okay,
like,
cool. Yeah,
so wait, I'll bring in enough chili for both of us.
Oh, it's you're bringing in the chili. I
like,
thought you were
next week.
Chili.
Next week on Wednesday, I'll bring in enough chili for the both of us. It's how you make friends, you know.
It is hard to make friends.
Yeah.
I said it's how you make friends.
Oh, but yeah.
I'm actually prescriptive. Yeah, this is how you fix that problem.
That's how you
I bet if you're the type of person who can confidently drink a Capri Sun in an office setting, you have no problem making friends.
Yeah.
You're more interesting than I am. That's it, right? When people see you drinking a Capri Sun, they don't think, like, what a child. No, anyone who goes there is not worth knowing.
No.
What people are going to think is, like, that guy knows the secret.
They've got it all figured out.
They've got it figured out. I can't talk to them because I don't have it in me to pull off a Capri Sun crush sesh. Can we do a wizard?
If you want to. You sounded kind of hesitant, honestly.
Well, it's really good, but it's confusing. This was sent in by Natalie.
Normally so straightforward.
This one's weird. It's on the WikiHow service, and it's how to host an adult blanket sleeper-themed slumber party.
Wait. Okay. There's a lot of words in there.
Some punctuation or something?
How to host an adult blanket sleeper-themed slumber party. The only punctuation is a hyphen between sleeper and themed.
Is sleeper an IP that I'm not aware of?
What is blanket modifying?
Adult. When slumber parties get dull, others shine on. Host an adult blanket sleeper themed party to throw a liveliness factor back into your party. This article will explain how to do that.
Okay. Is this a translation of something else? Like a different book or something?
This makes you think of, like, when someone talks about, like, the English language and the way that words are, the order they're supposed to go, right? Like the big green dragon, right? Of the green,
yes,
dragon sounds weird. I'm trying to parse adult. An adult party.
Adult,
okay, cool.
Party.
Adult, yes. Slumber party. Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
Adult blanket slumber party. Are they adult?
Yeah, it's blankets? Like everybody brings their own. Yeah, but it's sleeper themed where it loses us, I think. But I think we'll
start to get confused with the addition of blankets. But
okay, well, no, well, you'll get it by the end.
Big promise.
Step one. I promise you. Step one. Prepare an area where you can effectively work on planning the sleepover. A lot of these WikiHow articles are going to be like, start preparing. Yeah. What this one suggests is really make a space for yourself to begin doing the preparing. Don't prepare yet. Prepare an area where you can effectively work on planning the sleepover.
This is an ADHD minefield where sometimes I will have a project that I need to work on and I'll say, oh, and I'm going to do it here at this desk, but I do need to clean this desk before I can start working on it. Oh, I need to figure out where to put this stuff that I cleaned from the desk. Oh, it goes in this closet. So now I got to clean this closet so I can put the stuff from the desk.
That
I yeah, and pretty soon it's June.
Yeah. So depending on how you and your friends communicate most effectively, you'll either need some note cards on paper or a telephone and your invitee list containing phone numbers.
Wait.
If you need to, sending e-invitations from such companies as Evite or send invitations through social networking feeds such as Facebook or Twitter. Throw an extra flair and post it on any and all blogs you own and write often into.
What?
I'm barely planning this thing and I'm already sending out invites to it. I don't even know if it's going to be cool or suck.
And why is note cards the first option to contact and then like phone numbers is second?
Yeah, this article was written in 1991, so that probably explains that. Write a personalized message to the invitee inside the card telling them about your slumber party. Tell these people that although some people may shy away from wearing items when they hear they have to wear a sleeper while they are there, that blanket sleepers have come back into style for many adults as well as teens and can be bought at their nearest superstore on the adult lingerie racks and online. Wait. At either Jumpin' Jammers or one of the few other reputable companies.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
The Da Vinci Jumpin' Code cracked open.
Hold on. Gotta look.
These
up
are
Jumpin'
sleeper
Jammers.
Blanket sleepers.
Don't try to put an S at the end. Let me tell you that. You're
no
not gonna
way.
Get what you need. A Z is gonna get you there.
Jumpin' Jammers.
Oh wait, no.
I'm looking at the very first thing you see. Is Ryan Gosling wearing a Jumpin' Jammer on The Ellen Show? I mean, that's the first thing you see.
And then for some reason, Kiss.
Yeah, Kiss is, but Kiss isn't wearing the Jumpin' Jammers. They're just hanging out with some women who are. And yes, that's cool.
It's mainly Ryan Gosling and Kiss in this reel.
These
the
are
Jumpin'
pajamas.
Jammers website has eaten all of our bandwidth up so much that we're starting to glitch to one another.
Our calls
okay,
are
now,
getting,
I will
call
say,
getting
though,
really chunky.
The Batman pajamas that Macklemore wears in thrift shop are from Jumpin' Jammers.
Jumpin' Jammers. Okay.
So that
okay.
is huge.
Reputable.
So let them know that to effectively enter your sleepover, their sleeper must be nearby with or on them, and that if they aren't dressed in it when they show up, they must change into it moments after they step into the house.
Huh. Moments.
Moments?
Welcome to the party. What are you doing? change now.
You have 3 minutes or you're out, Doug.
No, moments. You have three moments.
I'm you're giving you moments.
Steven, you have 8 moments. You have 8 moments to get in there, Steven, and change.
I have a ring with a curtain tied around it. I'll raise it up around you. You have to change like we're on stage in Las Vegas.
I think there's a subtext to this question that we are not discussing, and it is that when you're throwing an adult blanket sleeper themed sleepover party, you have to go to great lengths to not accidentally make it look like some sort of sex thing.
Yeah.
And okay. So having the possibility that someone may be having a nude moment while they change into their all-inclusive pajama suit, then that may turn into a, hey, there's a man over there having a nude moment. Is this some sort of sex thing? And everyone flees.
As we talk through it, I do want to kind of leap to the defense of the within moments thing, because what I will say as I pondered through it is, if you don't do that, I'm not sure I love the energy of an hour in, you're like, well, shall we? May the festivities begin. I mean, it's like, it sucks. You have to instantly have them in their suits.
And you also run the risk of like the first 5 people show up and they're going to change later. And then the 6th person comes in their sleeper and they're like, and the vibe is instantly off.
There's no situation in which an adult can acceptably tell another adult, it's time for you to go put your pajamas on. It's simply not the done thing.
I would say, Griffin, I think that if Griffin McElroy, arrange an adult blanket sleeper themed slumber party.
Yeah, and I am.
And you send an invite to me.
And I have.
And I make the personal decision to show up there.
Yes.
I have signed over to you the ability to tell me when I need to change.
You at that point are the fly in the web.
Yes.
Like you have showed up. All agency is now Griffin.
I don't think I get to show up and you're like, you need to change. And me go, well, now I've decided it's weird.
Right. Yes. No. You walk in the door. You're like, tell me how to dance, Puppet Master. I'm ready to serve.
In case it goes sour. Step 4 is set aside one room planned for every 4 guests who've responded to the invite that are only to be used as changing rooms. Be sure the room will not exit into any other room that requires others to change their clothes. Also, again, we have to, the appearance of impropriety at an adult sleeper blanket themed slumber party is
that's
as bad
a different
as the impropriety
party, Griffin.
Itself.
This is an adult blanket sleeper themed, not adult sleeper blanket themed.
You're right. Be prepared in the event that 4 people will arrive at the exact same time and will be ready at those exact same times. One person can use the room while others must wait their turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you explaining how
why
turns
is that in the art? Sorry, I only have 4 rooms, so you have to wait.
Yeah.
Think about some mellow and quiet songs that set the tone / mood for the slumber party.
Miss Reed. No. What? You want fun songs. You want party songs.
Travis.
You
don't know what's going to happen at this party yet because I haven't gotten to it.
Yeah.
The idea of if LMFAO came on at an adult blanket sleeper themed slumber party is so inappropriate and contrary to the spirit.
Is there a turn coming, Griffin?
No, there's not a turn coming, which is the surprising thing.
Okay.
Prepare for the chance that some people will have forgotten their sleepers and you'll need to distribute one for them to use. No. No, I don't want to do that. I don't like that that's included in here. If someone comes to a party that is a slumber party about the pajamas you wear without the pajamas.
I wouldn't do that at a Halloween party.
No.
Because how far do you prepare? I've invited 20 guests. I got 5 changing rooms if my math works out. Do I have 20 ready to go in case none of them show up? It's a slippery slope down.
I do that. I do that for Halloween sometimes. I'll just tell people, I'll show up at the house and be like, what's your costume? I'll say, I'll just have a look around upstairs. I'll come up with something.
You do
just
that?
Let me have a butcher's in your bedroom real quick and I'll get a costume.
Justin, you've used this term a couple times now. I'm not sure I 100% get
I love
usage.
It. I think it's cool. Justin's been to Justin.
Here's what I can say, Trav, read a book, man.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you got me, man.
I can't walk you through culture.
He's been to England enough times that I feel like he's allowed to say that.
Just that one, though.
So plan in some fun and blanket sleeper safe pre-sleepover activities you can do while dressing your sleepers. Always think about the negatives in all activities you plan.
Don't worry,
WikiHow. That's all I do.
Yeah, I'm on it.
What could go wrong? You've got it.
Set up more than one room if the attendees vary in age.
What? No. Hey.
No, come on. Even by putting that in the article,
yeah,
you've ruined the
I want to the week people with the same age as me.
Yeah.
To the week of birth. Plan a specific time the lights will be required to be lowered for the night to be placed in the invitation/card so your guests will know how long they'll have their games be available to be played by any of them.
Oh, everyone loves that. Everyone loves a party where it's an all-night event till morning. And no matter how much fun you're having or how well it's going, sorry, guys, it's 11:31 p.m.
Yeah,
time for the lights to go out.
Hey, can I just say, I like the sound of that. That sounds pretty good to me. Trav, that sounds like a pretty kick-ass party, my man. Thank you. Sorry I had a bunch of fun until 11:30, which when I went to sleep. Good evening, Justin. Thank you.
If at my adult sleepover party, there is a strict lights out time set for me, I will then begin to worry that other things from child sleepover parties I went to might happen. Like, for instance, I might have to surprise go to church with whoever threw the party.
Yeah.
That's always the best little snare they set for you. Like, you want to come have a slumber party, play Smash Brothers and Ocarina of Time all night long? That's great. Good morning. We're going to church. Do you want to come with?
It's time to worship Jesus.
It's time to worship the Lord. Allow ample enough parking areas for your invitees to park. No one likes to walk very far for a slumber party.
Especially if they're in their sleeper already.
Yeah.
I would make the argument that you can't provide enough parking for your invitees. I would say you probably just want to not invite more people than you have parking spaces.
That's fair.
You should have thought of this before the invites. Honestly, the order is wild.
Yeah.
I do love the idea of going around to your neighbors, though, and being like, hey, I'm having an adult blanket sleeper-themed slumber party Friday night, so I need you guys to not take up all the street parking. I have invited 87 people, so I'm going to need kind of this whole block to just be open, if that's possible. Can you come? I don't know. Do you have an adult blanket sleeper-themed outfit?
We have two spares, but I have some friends that just are not hip with it, so I cannot guarantee that there will be one left over for you.
And if you could stagger your arrival, I only have two bedrooms for people to change in, so...
And eight of them, I know, are going to show up at the exact same time. Mention that since blanket sleepers provide adequate warmth, each party guest shouldn't need to bring any other sleeping items. You must be strict with this. In fact, I would say, don't try to come to this party with anything except a sleeper.
I don't like that. As we've established, I have at least 5 talismans that I need to go to sleep anywhere. I don't like someone else telling people to not bring stuff seems bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to ever tell me to not bring things unless it's a plane.
I am a 40-year-old man, and at this point, a security blanket has taken on a whole new meaning where it can be any blanket. I don't need my blanket to feel safe, but I do need a blanket on my body to create the sleep barrier that must occur so that I don't feel like I'm just vulnerable to the elements and the world. This is my blanket shield.
There's a carve out here for you guys. If they want, they can bring in, quote, sleeping pals. Teddy bears of all sorts, but those sleeping pals may get in the way and aren't necessary. So have you thought about the fact that maybe the sleep talismans are a prison you've made for yourself, and that if you just have this one woolen romper, then you don't actually need the other stuff. If you have
I mean, obviously the sleep talismans are a prison I've made for myself by habitualizing them, but they don't call it a prison because it's easy to walk out of.
Yeah, that's also true.
If I could flip a switch, it wouldn't be much of a prison, would it, Griffin?
Yeah. Yeah. Two more tips here, and they're both fucking unhinged. 13, prepare some party favors for all of your invited attendees and keep a few more on hand for any others that may have come uninvited and ready to attend the slumber party.
What?
There should be, and I must be pretty strict about this, 0 uninvited guests at a slumber party.
Yes.
I don't want there to be a chaotic element in the building I am trying to rest in. I don't want any unknowns. I get uncomfortable.
I was walking by, and I noticed a bunch of people in pajamas rolling up. I want to be in here, too.
I know I don't know any of you, but may we sleep side by side this evening, m'lady?
And please get rid of your teddy bear. It'll just get in the way.
If I'm going to slip into my silky drawers, I'm going to need to know exactly who's going to be there. I'm going to need a dossier, actually, the makeup.
And I would like them to all be background vetted by, I don't know, whatever the highest agency in the land is.
I already got Keith Mars on it, and he's investigating them on the side. That's separate from your thing. Yeah. That's my thing.
That's just for me showing up.
So this is the last one, and it kicks ass. Plan some party food that you can make that are blanket sleeper themed. Make cookies that look like sleepers or make something to suit the occasion. Really ran out of steam. This article really runs out of steam.
Something about blankets. You get it.
In a blanket.
Yeah.
Pigs in a blanket.
I mean,
it should just say make pigs in a blanket.
But it doesn't. There's a picture of three round Chips Ahoy chocolate chip cookies. It's hard to throw this party. It's hard to invite people to it and not make them think it's some sort of sex thing.
It's almost like it shouldn't be done.
Yeah. But that's not funny.
He's got a point.
That's an excellent point. I'm just saying that maybe a WikiHow that's like how to set up your own surgery at home would also be confusing to go through.
But that's kind of funny, though, right?
It seems like it's missing the point of a WikiHow article to quibble about the content. But I will say, even for a WikiHow article, this one seems surprisingly short on actual information that I can use to plan this part. Like, at least most of the time it's like, oh, TMI, WikiHow, I understand this too well. I still don't know what to do with the party. Everyone's there. They're in pajamas. And I know it's not a sex thing.
Yeah.
Yes. That's solid. So what are we doing?
Because the only concrete instructions we've received is set up a place to prepare for the party. Right.
So I'm in the clothes. I'm ready.
Okay. Then make them change within moments of arriving. Make sure there's enough parking.
We're still in the prelude,
they
right?
They can't bring blankets and pillows and stuff.
Prelude. They can bring uninvited guests.
Uninvited guests might show up. Right. There needs to be a time when the lights go dim. Play some chill music.
What happens in
What's
between?
The party?
What do you want me to do with these fucking people? Like, please, tell me what to do with
you
them.
Mentioned
They're not asleep
games.
Yet.
You mentioned games.
I'm going to bump the sleep lights out to 8:45 p.m.
Yeah.
You have to help me.
That's amazing.
What time, if you guys were doing this, what time is the appropriate time to shut the lights off?
Everyone leaves.
Yeah, I don't want to do this, too. So my answer would be about 7 o'clock, because I can lay perfectly still on the ground for much longer than I can talk to people who are wearing pajamas that I don't know like that. I would rather be laying on the ground still and not asleep, but not engaging.
Awake. I would actually set a time where I turn on even brighter, like floodlights, and Semisonic's closing time kicks in to let everyone know that, in fact, the party is done.
You can't do that in the slumber party, though, because they've hired babysitters. They've made plans around this. Mm-hmm. I can't just sleep somewhere else. Like, that's fucking wild. The idea of, like, I'm just going to sleep. Hey, babe, I'm sleeping somewhere else tonight. That's it's unbelievable. So the idea that you would, after someone has navigated those waters.
And then they're like, a hotel? No, a different kind of place that is not a hotel.
I would like to set up now. Here's the only challenge out of this whole thing. Everybody is like, I have enough rooms for 4 people each, right? So now I look around and I say, all right, now's the time where we look around the room. And I want you all to decide what 3 other people here at this party you trust enough to sleep in the same room.
Yeah, go stand who you want to sleep with, everyone, right now, this second. Yeah. Go stand who you want to sleep with.
And we're going to reveal things about how we feel about each other this moment.
I don't think that's the plan, Trav. I feel like if that was
there
an element, they would have included it in the article.
No, yeah, Griffin, this is what I'm saying is now it's become a psychological experiment about the dynamics of our friend group. Because otherwise, I have no idea what this party's about. In fact, it seems like the only thing about this party is like, we're all going to get together, and at some point, I'm going to turn the lights down, and we go to sleep.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's,
You got it. It seems like there's not much else to everything else is you're just kind of imagining. It's a slumber party for grown-ups who like to wear this kind of pajamas. I don't know what else you'd need to know about it. Do you need me to plan every moment of the party for you?
You wrote an article about how to plan it. So yeah,
Griffin
it
actually doesn't write nice these. I understand that. Griffin doesn't write these. He reads them, but he doesn't write them.
And he tells us what happens.
Yeah, but
I wrote one, and it was pretty good.
All by yourself?
No, my brother's help. Should we go to the Money Zone?
Let's do it.
Justin, do you like shopping?
God, not really.
Listen, can I be honest with you? All joking aside, do you right now, if I said, I'll give you, $1,000 to tell me where's like a store you can go to buy cool clothes for a person your age?
Don't know that.
No
idea.
That.
But don't need to, Trav. You know why?
Because of Stitch Fix.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was getting there.
I was setting you up to do the work. You were trying to trap me to do the work, but I'm trapping you to do the work.
No, Justin, I wasn't trying to trick you into talking about Stitch Fix. I wanted to talk about Stitch Fix.
Yeah, do it.
Because what I love is that in Stitch Fix, there's some simple questions about my style, what I need the stuff for, what kind of price range I'm looking for, what kind of stuff I'm comfortable with. And then a stylist picks that stuff out for me, sends it to me. I look at it and go, oh, yeah, I like this. Oh, this isn't right. Oh, I love this. Oh, this is great. Send me more of this. And then I send back what I don't like, and I only pay for what I keep, and it makes the whole process of finding clothes for myself at an adult age easy, breezy, beautiful, cover girl. And I've been doing it for years now, and I don't plan on stopping. So if you want to join me and my brothers in the world of Stitch Fix, which is where we're trapped, you can make style easy.
Please help us. Start,
please come in. The only way for us to leave is for you to come in. I'm sorry about that, but you're going to love the clothes you get.
If you can trick the wizard into smashing his own cube, you can't do it yourself. But we are in the cube, and so is fashion.
And it has to be the cube, not like the rectangular box. That won't do it. We've tried. Got to be the cube. You get the green one. The green one, right?
The green cube. That's the one we're in. Yeah, I mean, I look around, everything's green, so it's got to be the green cube.
It's got to be the green cube. So make style easy. Get started today at stitchfix.com/brother. That's stitchfix.com/brother.
Do you guys want a hot financial tip?
Sure, please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, insider trading.
It's not about crypto, but it's not not about crypto. It's about subscribing to apps you don't actually like or want or need anymore and forgetting about it.
And then all of a sudden,
what's that?
And that's a good thing to do?
No, don't do that. But you are doing that. That's the thing that I want to get across is you have already fucked up. The monster's already inside the house, and the monster's draining your
funds. Thought I had everything under control, Griffin.
Nope. So you're going to call in Rocket Money. Rocket Money's Monster Hunter for financial waste. They help you figure out which subscriptions you've forgotten about, what you're paying for twice maybe, and you don't even realize it. And Rocket Money can cancel a subscription for you. And it is extremely quick and effective at sort of realizing the money that you're wasting each month without knowing it and helping you rectify that as quick as possible. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It also monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all the app's features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/mybrother. That's rocketmoney.com/mybrother. One last time, rocketmoney.com/mybrother.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Oscar.
I'm Dimitri.
And we are the Eurovangelists.
We're a weekly podcast spreading the word of the Eurovision Song Contest, the most important music competition in the world.
Maybe you already heard Glenn Weldon of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour talk up our coverage of this year's contest. But what do we talk about in the offseason?
The rest of Eurovision, duh. There are nearly 7 decades of pop music history to cover.
Mm-hmm. We've got thousands of amazing songs, inspiring competitors, and so much drama to discuss. And let me tell you, the drama is juicy.
Plus, all the gorillas and bread-baking grandmas that make Eurovision so special.
Check out Eurovangelists, available everywhere you get podcasts, and you could be a Eurovangelist too.
Ooh, I want to be one.
You already are. It's that easy.
Oh, okay, cool.
Most of the plants humans eat are technically grass.
Most of the asphalt we drive on is almost a liquid.
The formula of WD-40 is San Diego's greatest secret.
Zippers were invented by a Swedish immigrant love story.
On the podcast Secretly Incredibly Fascinating, we explore this type of amazing stuff.
Stuff about ordinary topics like cabbage and batteries and socks.
Topics you'd never expect to be the title of the podcast. Secretly Incredibly Fascinating.
Find us by searching for the word secretly in your podcast app.
And at MaximumFun.org.
Hey, can we do this next question? Because sure, yeah. I think it's a fun one.
Okay, yeah. I'd be happy to help. Early on, when dating my now wife, we had a game night with her parents. Her mom served up a bowl of M&Ms, which, trying to be polite, I ate during the games. Her mother took this as me loving M&Ms. She now constantly buys me large Costco containers of M&Ms, thinking I love them. We even had special M&Ms at our wedding with our initials on them. The problem is, I don't like M&Ms at all. She's now my mother-in-law, and she's been giving me M&Ms for years. After all this time, do I admit to her that I don't actually like M&Ms? Or do I keep playing along with this facade? What do I do? And that's from M&M hater in Nebraska.
Okay.
You hate M&Ms?
You hate M&Ms?
You hate them?
It's no one's first pick, right?
If you see a version of M&M, I mean,
it would be wild, though, to like just buy a bag of plain M&Ms, right? It's like, it seems like who would ever just buy?
But if they,
it's like a Hershey bar. Like, oh, what a treat. Like, no, I'm not an old timey guy.
If you have like a bag of like little mini candies, M&Ms are solid. Like that's a solid get in there.
Yes, but if I told you, Trav, imagine that, but I put peanuts in them. I put almonds in them. I put pretzel in them.
Yeah.
They're all like you would do any of those above regular
M&Ms. Oh, 100%. Peanut butter
M&Ms. So like M&Ms are pointless. This is what I'm saying.
Peanut butter M&Ms kick regular M&Ms ass every day.
They shouldn't even sell regular M&Ms.
I disagree. I do. I like them straight up.
Well, you're a simple man.
But I'm also
man
a cheese pizza.
Taste. Yeah,
I'm a cheese pizza man. Why'd you eat the fucking M&Ms if you don't like them so much? Hey, if you hate these M&Ms so goddamn much,
this is a listener of our show. They may very well be a supporter.
I don't believe that they don't like M&Ms. You ate a lot of M&Ms.
What you're telling me, Griffin,
for years,
you go to hang out with Rachel's parents for the first time. It's a game night or whatever. Yeah. And Rachel's mom sets out a bowl of M&Ms. You swipe it off the table like an angry kitty.
Well, no, I eat them all up, yum, yum, because they're so fucking good. I don't swipe it off the table like an angry kitty. I did roll up, and they were like, yeah, we don't really do sodium in this house, so we're seasoning everything with Mrs. Dash. And I was like, okay, I'll try this. And I didn't like the Mrs. Dash. But also, I think they had the good sense to know that they shouldn't send me Mrs. Dash because I was making some noises.
They didn't give you personalized Mrs. Dash for your wedding table?
I was making some faces that maybe suggested that the Mrs. Dash is really just kind of bumps. It adds bumps to food.
I wish you had the strength of your convictions when they said, we don't have salt, but we have Mrs. Dash. I wish you had the strength to say, I don't like Mrs. Dash. I don't want that. I want something else other than that. I don't
know. That's what my children would do. When do we lose that as a child? The ability to go, no, something else now.
Again, I don't think I said out loud, I don't like Mrs. Dash. Don't ever get this again for me. But I think I did make some faces that suggested all this is doing is making the food have little bumps on it. And it's not adding any kind of flavor to it as much as it's making it sort of like grittier and bumpier. And so I do. It never happened again. I was never offered the Mrs. Dash from that point on.
That sponsorship with Mrs. Dash, I think we just lost.
How did it come about that you had M&Ms at your wedding?
Yeah,
if you don't like M&Ms. Was that a mother-in-law idea?
Oh, Trav. Okay. So the mother-in-law thinks that they like M&Ms, right?
Yeah. Yes,
but they don't.
That's about it.
But so then how did that become a part of the wet that the mother-in-law was like?
Because people think they like M&Ms. If it was common knowledge that this person does not like M&Ms, this scam wouldn't work. This is a problem. Yeah. You can't ever let the secret out. Probably the
but does
only
your
people
partner know?
Because your partner know?
No, yeah. Does your partner know that you don't like M&Ms?
I would say if you felt comfortable talking to your partner about this, you wouldn't email us. Like, we're the only people they can trust.
We are not your lover. We do not know you like that. And so they
don't want
probably
to
be able to.
And yeah, we never will.
Should say that more often, maybe.
Don't we're not your lover. We never will be.
Interested in being your lover.
If you want to be our lover, tough shit.
You got to get with my friends is the rest of
that's
that.
The problem.
But I don't talk about who my friends are, so you'll
and
never
if you
find
get
them.
With my friends first, I am going to have a problem then hooking up with you.
Yes, that would be an issue.
M&M's are so good. M&M's love are M&M's. Not that.
No, here's the way. Okay, here's what I will sit in the middle and say. M&M's are a non-challenging snack. If someone's like, do you want some M&M's? I never have to decide if I do.
I know
not.
Just what I'm going to get, how they're going to taste, how I'm going to feel afterwards.
I grab a handful of plain M&M's. I know exactly what this experience is about to be.
And that's all I need. I also don't want to gorge myself on M&M's. That's rough stuff. I know if I do M&M's, one of those little fun size pack, 12 M&M's, I'm set. I'm good to go. That helps.
And sometimes the peanut M&M's do end up, oh, my jaw hurts. The peanut butter one, oh, that's too
crunchy.
Too much.
Too crunchy. Straight M&M's are
dope. The problem is I got to hoard a handful to feel anything with the M&M's. Like, well, sure. You know what I mean? I've had pretzel M&M's. I've eaten the double down. You know, yeah.
You've lived.
I've lived, right? Like, I don't feel anything from like five M&M's. Like, oh, the amount that I would have to take out of a bowl would not be socially acceptable for me to feel to get
it would
a,
make
to get
your
hit on
think you loved M&M's.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Like they have to have the big mittful.
But that's what I love about M&M's. You could take a big mittful. Skittles, you try to take a big mittful of Skittles, you
that's
have committed
job,
yourself.
Dude.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah.
How sticky is your hand now also, unless you jam them all in one go? I think you can say, sorry, Sheila, I had an M&M's party and I went to the M&M's store and I ate it so much they kicked me out and then I got sick from M&M's and so I'm kind of off M&M's right
I'm
now because I got
M&M's.
Sick.
Yes.
I'm off M&M's. I got Sheila, certainly you can understand. I eated so much of the M&M's that it made me get sick and throw up.
Yeah.
And so
I'm
I don't
a good
eat
and
plenty M&M's
man now.
I can't do M&M's anymore.
I
actually
only want the black licorice coated Good and Plenty's from now
oh,
on.
Oh no. Sorry. If you do this kind of labor to get out of this mess, you can never tell your mother-in-law anything about the food you like ever again, or else you will. Now you're ruined with Good and Plenty's, which is, I'll say, probably doesn't take much Good and Plenty's to hit a point where you're like, even Good and Plenty fans, I think if they had to eat two boxes, they would be like, fuck, that's a lot of Good and
Here's how you know that about Good and Plenty.
I'm good.
Good
I'm
plenty,
good. That was Plenty.
The name,
I'm good.
The name
that was
contains
plenty.
Two words you would use to tell people, I'm done.
Done.
That's good.
Done. Thank
good.
You. Plenty. They should plenty. Call it, they should call it, no more thanks.
No more. No more. Actually,
I've got lots of the gross pink ones and a lot of the gross white ones, and that's good, and that is plenty for me. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I don't want a box of change for my mind. Thank you very
thank you.
Much. I'm actually
that,
well set.
Have you guys ever had the Swedish, like, salted licorice? That I hate so much, it goes back around to liking it.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like his friend Salt is like, yeah, but better than Mrs.
It
Dash,
feels like
right?
exercise. You make yourself through it.
Right.
Like
it's
I
like,
did
it's,
it.
It's like wasabi, where you're eating it, and it's like, this is fucking crazy, but it's got to be doing something.
Yeah, I've accomplished something.
I must have knocked something loose.
I've done something here. I'm not sure what this is, but this is a check mark for me, I think. There must be a candy you do like that if your mother-in-law gave you a big Costco tub of it, you'd be excited about.
I love candy. I love candy. I have reached an age where if I eat too much of the candy, no matter what type it is, I feel so bad. Like,
oh,
I
yeah,
feel
no, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah,
shitty.
Yeah.
So, like, I can't think of any candy that if I got a bowl full of it, then I would be down to clown with that.
This is, okay, so once again, I'm reminded Griffin doesn't have the same kind of mental things I do, because like impulse control being what it is, if you put a bowl of like even individually wrapped like minis of Heath bars, I will mindlessly eat those into my own destruction. Both my teeth, my guts, my jaw soreness, everything is going out the window. Even as I have to open each one individually, you would think that would be a chance for some kind of circuit breaker to
some
kick in.
Reason.
Where
the
whatever the inside out little characters in my brain are going, please, dear God, no, not like this.
Yeah.
But then big old HD just lays on top of them.
I think
flattens all the inside out characters in my brain.
I think I've maybe mentioned this on the show before, but one time a listener sent to the P.O. box that I had at the time, a 5-pound bag of Swedish fish. And they were just in the top, like, cupboard of our, like, snack zone. So I could open up the snack zone to, like, you know, if I was packing a lunch, and I would just see a huge open bag of Swedish fish. And I'd be like, I'll have a fistful of these right now. Thank you. Like, 12 times a day. And my constipation was was so next level, so ghoulish. It was basically the amount of paraffin wax that I was sort of trying to push through my body. I was more sort of candle than man at that point.
Yeah.
It made a perfect cast of my lower colonic tract, and I don't think I've eaten Swedish fish since I realized that maybe this months-long stomach issues I've been having is because my stomach is full of paraffin wax. You got to be careful. You don't want to ruin this stuff for yourself. Maybe you did used to like M&Ms, but you've eaten too many M&Ms now, and now they're ruined for you.
Which I think is, I'm off M&Ms. It's a perfectly reasonable thing to say.
I'm off M&Ms.
Doctor said I got to cut out the M&Ms.
What if they just stick to like t-shirts and like merch? That's the problem, right? Cool. Like, you don't like eating them anymore, but I got you this 6-foot-tall, sexy green M&M blow-up doll or whatever, you know?
Well, hopefully this not was, that.
It could this be anything, back. Guys. It could be anything that anybody has seen or bought. Like, anything that anybody knows about that they would love to own, but it's too expensive.
This was back when the green M&M was still fucking super hot. Not before they ruined her.
That's what you should tell.
Listen, I don't eat M&Ms anymore. They ruined the sexy green one. I'm fucking out of here.
I guarantee she won't be upset about you not liking M&Ms. That will not be.
Get her to start chanting "Go woke, go broke" with you.
Yeah,
yeah. She's not gonna want to hang out with you anymore. It's gonna be totally
so fun. Angry. Am I at the Mars Company? The M&Ms turned to ash in my mouth, Sheila. I can't. I used to get a big boner every time I ate an M&M because it made me think of how hot that one piece of big candy was. But now my boner goes inside and the M&Ms turn to ash in my mouth.
That is going to do it for us this week on My Brother and Me. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be on the road soon, right? Where people can come see us live, I bet.
This weekend, we're going to be at Rose City Comic Con doing some shows, doing some, signings and photos and all kinds of stuff. So check that out. And, it's going to be Taz versus Robin Hood in our Versus series. We're doing Taz versus Robin Hood. So we're excited to see you there. And we're doing My Brother and Me. So if you have questions or a wish for Fungalore that you want read out loud, you can email mbmbam@maximumfun.org and put Rose City right there in the subject line. And we've got shows coming up in Orlando and Atlanta, September 21st and 22nd. And then we're going to be in Denver, Phoenix, Indianapolis, and Milwaukee. Also, Dad and I are going to MCM London in October. All the information about all of that is at bit.ly/McElroy Tours for tickets and information, all that stuff. We'll see you there.
Thank you so much to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. My life is better with this song in it, and I think it is so sick still that we get to use it as the theme song for this show. If you enjoy Montaigne's music, you should think about supporting Montaigne on Patreon so that they can make more rad music.
It's also very exciting. It's a new month, which means new merch. First, we got a Munch Squad apron designed by Tyler Reed, who is at Rude Pets Club on Instagram, and the Forbidden Meats apron, if you've listened to Dadlands. The Forbidden Meats apron designed by Sonica Fade, who is at Jackfruit Slayer on Instagram. And we
at
also have
the Jackfruit Slayer on Instagram.
At the Jackfruit Slayer, thank you, Justin, on Instagram. And we have a Taz 10th anniversary coin all up there at macroymerch.com. And 10% of all proceeds this month go to the Equal Justice Initiative, which is committed to ending mass incarceration and excessive punishment in the United States, to challenging racial and economic injustice, and to protecting basic human rights for the most vulnerable people in American society. One more time, that's macroymerch.com. Go check it out.
Who wants to give up the wish? Juice, I feel like you haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, I'll do one. Go ahead, guys. Give me a little backbeat. I wish I could buy smaller quantities of celery. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother and Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun.
a worker-owned network,